Okay, we are on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. We are at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows: Misha Haya Nasoi L'Shtei Yesomos Ketanos. So, person is married to two women who are Yesomos Ketanos. Right, so they don't have a father to marry them off, and they are Ketanos. So their marriage is just sort of like, you know, their abanan, you know, a weak status of marriage. Umes, and one of them dies. Biasa, and he dies. Sorry, so the man dies, and he's left again two wives. So biasa or chalitzasa shall achas mehem poteres sarasa. So the chalitza or the chalitza of one of them patches the other. This is a halacha that we saw, you know, many moons ago, talking about just they don't have to be yisomos katanas. This is just by all women, right? That if there's two women who were married. The same man, and he dies. So when one of them does yibum chalitza, the other one, the tzara, is psura. Okay, and the point is that's the same halacha, even for the shtei yesomos ketanos. V'chein shtei chareshos, and same thing if they are two women who are both deaf mute, right, which have the same status as someone who doesn't not a bas das. Ketana v'chareshos. What if he was married to two women? One of them was a ketana, and one of them was a chareshos. Ein bias achas mehen poteres tzarasa. So then. It doesn't work. In that scenario, when they're not the same, right? We might have thought Chareshes and Ketana would be the same, right? They're both sort of like this, not a bas das, they're not able to make their own kiddushin, etc. So it's both their abanan. So, but who cares? You just mix and match. Why does it make a difference? That's not the case. So the mission says, in this case, if it's one or the other, if it's a Ketana and Chareshes, then the bior chalitz of one does not part of the other. Look at Rashi. Why not? Ketana v'chareshes. Rashi points out, by the way, they're not sisters, right? There's no chareshes, they're not sisters. And when we're talking about the chalitza of one of them, part of the other, Rashi points out, oh, chalitza la'achar shetagdit, right? It's only once they get older, because there's no chalitza when they're children. But okay. Ketana v'chareshes, says Rashi. In that case, lo yad inan behei nichale, behei chashiva ishto tfei. Fascinating. He says, we don't know which one he likes better. And in which case, which one of them is considered more like his wife. I can't really explain what that means. Because we haven't really seen before that idea that somehow his interest in one of them more makes a difference. These are just a question of halakhically which one, you know, is it a marriage or not a marriage. So, but that's how, you know, it's sort of like we don't know which one of these, because both of them are not really married, midaraisa to him, somehow one or the other might be considered more his wife than the other, in which case, one doing yibum or chalitza is going to part to the other. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. V'chein shtei charesh. Pikachas v'chareshes. What if you have a woman who's a total basta? She's a typical individual that way. And a chareshes. They assume they're adults, right? One is pikachas, one is chareshes. One has das, and one is not. Bias habikachas poteres chareshes. So if the one who's a pikachas does yibum, so then the chareshes can go free. Ve'ein bias chareshes poteres habikachas. But if the chareshes does yibum, that doesn't pater the pikachas. Again, in that case, we don't have their statuses are not equal. For the chareshes who doesn't have das. To be able to pater the pikachas if she has yibum. Gedola u katana. But what if it's just gedola and a katana? What about in that case? Bias ha gedola pateres is a katana, ve'ein bias ha katana pateres a gedola. So in that case, again, the same thing. The one who's the gedola, who was a basta, so if she has yibum or chalitza, so that will pater the katana. But if the katana does so, that's not going to, lechor, it's only talking about yibum, not chalitza. But if she does, has bia, so then it will not. The mission is explicit. Only bia is going to of the gedola will pat the katana, but the bia of the katana will not pat the gedola for the same reason. Again, someone who's not a bas das is not going to pat to the one who is. Okay, so the gemara now is going to is bothered by one of the points we made here. V'chareshes bas chalitzahi. Right, when we said right, someone who's nasir shtei yesomos katanos or to shtei chareshos, what happens? The bia or chalitza of one patters the other. The implication being that if a chareshes, Again, this woman who is a deaf mute. Right, that's the point. The point is that she's not a bastas. Doesn't just mean that she's hard of hearing, that she's not able to hear. But it means that she's a deaf mute. So she's again like the same thing as a shoten in that sense. That she's not a bastas. So that individual sounds like from the ratio of our Mishnah that a chalitza with her would pater the other. So it sounds like a chareshes can do chalitza. Is that really a chareshes bas chalitza? Is the chareshes really a bas chalitza? Rashi says the katani masnisin v'chein shtei chareshos. Right, because you said that the halacha works by them as well, right? So the problem is, says the Gemara, v'hatanan chayish shenechlatz v'chayishes shechalta v'choletzes minakatan chalitza. So psula that a chayish who has chalitza done to him by a woman, or a chayishes, a female deaf mute who does chalitza or has chalitza done from a katan, chalitza sa psula, that chalitza is no good. So how can you say v'chein shtei chareshos if it's not correct, right? Chareish is not a bas chalitza. So Amrav Gidol Amarav, Abia. Now, when it says v'chein shtei chareshos, it wasn't referring to chalitza too. It just means, and when it comes to chareish, it's the same thing, if they have tashmish. The tashmish of one of them will pata to the other. But you're right. It doesn't really mean that if they do chalitza, it will pater the other, because that's impossible. Because a chareish is not a bas chalitza. Okay. Rava Amar. And Rava is going to say, not so fast. And then we're going to spend the rest of today's shiur for sure talking about the Shita of Rava. So Rava Amar, sorry, and some say, actually, it should really be Rava. Rava Amar, afilu tema a chalitza. No, you know what? I can tell you that really it is, right, when it says v'chein shtei chareshos, it is referring to even chalitza also. How could that be? And kan b'chareshes meikara, kan b'kikachas v'achakach discharsha. What's going on here, says Rabbah? He says, well, it depends on the type of chayrish. When the mission says v'chein shtei chareshos, that the bee of one or the chalitza of one patches the other, right? That was talking about a case of a chareshes meikara, someone who was born a deaf mute. However, some who was originally a pikachas and then later become a chareshes, that's a different story. Okay, why should there be a distinction that in one of the cases we say the chalitza works and the other case it doesn't? And so he explains this far. Why is that? So he says chareshes meikara, someone who is born a deaf mute, kihechi da'al hachi nafak. Just the same way they came into the marriage, similarly they can leave the marriage. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Hehechi da'al, says Rashi. Hehechi da'al, the Baal Rishon, just like they went up, meaning went into the marriage with their first husband, Shekinsa Biramiza, right? That she married him, right, by just, you know, he didn't say Hari Amukadesh Batabazu, let's say he's a Kherish, right? Had literally sounds like the sign language, right? But the point of being, you know, communicated with, not with audible language, right? Labal harishin shakinsa biramiza hachanami nafik miyavam biramiza. So same thing, she can leave her yavam also biramiza. So she won't say the words, you know, that need to be said for a chalitza. Maybe she'll sign the words. Maybe she'll write the words, right? Whatever it is, that she'll say, she'll do something to say the words she needs to say, but she can't actually say them physically with her mouth. But the point is, since her marriage began that way, meaning it was like derabanan in a certain sense, right? So when she leaves, it's also derabanan, and we allow her to do it in a less than ideal fashion, and that should be fine. However, if you continue in the Gemara, pikachas v'achach nitzcharsha, the first wide line, but if she was originally a pikachas, and then she became a cherish, what happens? Lo ma'akva bakriya, v'achach nitzcharsha, lo. But if she was a pikachas, and then became a cherish, now chalitza is not going to work. Why? Di me'akva bakriya, because now she can't say the words that you're supposed to say as part of the yibum, which we talked about last time. Not last time, we talked about a long time ago. But the point being, in that scenario, what happened? When she got married, you know, midaraisa. She got married to the full sense. And now when it's time for her to leave via chalitza, she can't, because she's no longer able to perform the functions that are necessary to do chalitza. And so therefore, Rava wants to make the very, you know, mechudash statement that actually someone who began as a was a deaf mute the whole time, so chalitza can actually work for her. Why? Because she came in that way, she can go out that way. She never went in the ideal way, so she can go out the non-ideal way. But someone who went in as a pikachas, so now she's like stuck, or at least in terms of chalitza, is not able to leave with chalitza because she went in the full way and had a deraisa marriage. So now leaving is going to be impossible through chalitza. Fine. So that's a rabbi. So the rabbi basically says v'chein shtei charishos is fine. It does mean that. And what's it referring to? It's referring to charishos meikara. When the Mishnah said a charish does chalitza or has chalitza done to them, it's no good. That's who? That's a charish that was a pikachas meikara and then became a charish afterwards. Fine. So the Gemara is going to attack. So Esvei, who's going to attack? Esvei Abaye attacks. You're going to tell me that a chareshes meikara, someone who's originally a cheresh all this time, their whole life, is considered a bas chalitza? Can't be. But Tanan, doesn't the team we learn in the Mishnah? We're going to learn it actually in two daf. It's on Kufiyot Beis and Beis. Tanan, shnei achin, echa pikeach, echa cheresh. You have two brothers. One is a pikeach, and one is a cheresh. One is a full bar das, and one is a cheresh. Nesuin l'shteyat nachrios, and they're married to two sisters. Sorry, to two non-sisters. Achas pikachas v'achas chareshes. So again, you have a pikeh, and the assumption is that they're married to that they match up, right? So Rashi writes that. Yisuin shtei nachriyos says, Rashi pikachas l'pikeh v'chareshes l'cheresh. It becomes obvious from the cases. That's okay, so you have two brothers. One's a pikeh, one's a cheresh, married to two women who are not sisters. One's a pikachas, and one is a chareshes. Okay. Meis cheresh baal chareshes. Okay, what happens? You can do without the chart, I promise. The cheresh, who is the husband of the chareshes, he dies. So what happens? Mayas epikeach baal pikachas. So what should happen? What should the remaining brother, who is himself a pikeach, what should he do in this scenario? So what does he do? So kones. So he can do yibum with her, right? Vim rotz lahotzi yotzi. So go ahead, do yibum. And if later on he wants to do to give her a get, so you can always give her a get. Rashi says kones. Why should he do yibum? She'ina bas chalitza b'shum kriya. Right? He can't do chalitza with her. Right? His brother was married to a chareshes, and the chareshes can't do yibum. Right? Because she can't say the phrase that need to be said. She can't do it. So chalitza is not an option. So you only have one option, which is yibum. Yeah, but what if he doesn't want to be married to her? The answer is no problem. Do yibum, and then he can always give her a get. Right? Because the get. And once he does yibum, the get will remove the will end the marriage, and it doesn't require her to say anything. It doesn't require her to do anything. In which case, that should work. Okay, fine.
But that's the same. Rashi's using the same logic that we had before in the Mishnah. That because even though she can't say anything, the get's still valid because presumably that's the way she was married on the Rambam level. She can also get a get on the Rambam.
Oh, so we'll have to see. So we have to see. Right, so we'll have to see. But at the very least. We're allowed. We say that that's what we should do. Look at Rashi. Rashi actually says exactly.
Death, right?
Rashi says exactly what Jonathan says. Watch. Rashi can say it. Look at Rashi. Kones she'ena bas chalitza mishum kriya. Right. He should marry her. Why? Because she can't do chalitza. She can't say the words. Ela konsa marry her. Vim rutzal hotzia achagach motzia beget. You want to divorce her later? So fine. So just give her a get later. Sheke shem shenichnasa beremiza kach teitze beremiza. Because just like she was married that way, she can leave that way. Velo tricha chalitza. She doesn't need a chalitza. Very good. So, but the point being that a get is the remiza, it sounds like, right? She got married with remiza, so then to get divorced with a chalitza is not to end it with a chalitza is not going to work, right? So, but a get would be fine. So it's not really the same as svara, because at this point he could, if that was true, you would have said, so just let her do chalitza. She could do a remiza on her way out also.
What's
it? Like she's like she just like gestures or whatever, right? She can't say the words, hints. Right? Hints, whatever.
Right, but I guess because Rashi is right, you can't do that for Lisa because she needs the das to be able to do that, which she doesn't have. But you don't need it for get. I guess there's a difference between the get.
Right, she gets the get.
Right.
Yeah, but I could. Oh, no. I'm just saying that according to the way Rashi just explained v'chein shtei chareshes according to Rabba. It was that's why if she was a chereshes meikara, she could have done even chalitza. Because it goes in both directions, right? And it sounds, I would have said that, I think. So let's keep going.
Oh, but this is about you not holding according to Rava, right? So he's saying you can't.
Oh, because we have to see. But it's interesting what Rashi says. But I'm just saying Rashi uses the Svara, which should explain why she shouldn't need to get married and then get divorced. She should be able to just do the chalitza. And he applies it to why she can get a get, which is interesting. But let's keep going. So, but what happens to the opposite case? Meis pikeach baal pikeach. What if the pikeach husband dies? Ma yasa cheresh baal charesha. So what should the cheresh do? So again, kones, he can marry her. Veina motzi leolam, but he can't ever divorce her. Why is that? Look at Rashi. Kones motzi leolam. He can marry her, but he can't divorce her. Why? She'ein gito mafkia kidushe achiv pikeach. She's kikuhali lo libum. Again, we've said this a gazillion times, right? When he marries when he does Yibam, what's he doing? He's taking over the marriage of his brother, right? His brother married this woman, Midaraisa, right? And he's a Cheresh. And he can't create a Daraisa marriage, and he also can't end a Daraisa marriage. He can do Yibam to take over a Daraisa marriage, but he can't end it. So he can do Yibam, but he can never divorce her. But that's not going to be our main point here. Our main point is the following. So the Gemara says, "My love, b'chayreshes meikara." What's the case here? The case must be a case lachora of a case where she was always a chayreshes, right? That's the case. She's always been a chayreshes, and that's how we're understanding the whole case. Ukatani kones in chaletz lo. Right? Says he can marry her, he can do yibum, but he can't do chalitza. Why not? Because a chareshes is not a bas chalitza. So you see, Rabba's wrong, right? Is the Gemara? No, that's not true. Bibikachas v'achach nitzcharsha. No, the reason we work in this case is because she was a bikachas and then she became a chareshes, and that's why he can do yibum with her, but he can't do chalitza because again, since she was married originally as a full marriage to the original husband, so then doing a chalitza afterwards is not going to work. Fine, so no proof. Try again. Tashma, shnei achen pikchen yisuin shtei nachrios achas pikachas v'achas chareshes. Okay, so another combination. You have two brothers who are both pikeachs, right? They're both baridas, and they're married to two women who are not sisters. One's a pikachas and one is a chareshes. Okay, so what happens? Meis pikeach baal chareshes. If the pikeach, who is the husband of the chareshes, dies, mayas a pikeach baal pikachas. What's the husband who's married to the pikachas, what's he going to do with his sister-in-law who's a chareshes? So what's the answer? Kones, he can do yibum with her. If he wrote salahotzi, yotzi, same thing. Let him do yibum, and if he wants to eventually divorce her, he can eventually give her a get. Meis pikeach ba pikachas. But what if the husband who is the husband of the husband to pikeach, who was the husband of a pikachas woman, right? So what's going to happen if he dies? Meaning leaving the husband of the mayas epikech baal chareshes, right? So what's the husband who is the husband of the chareshes now, and the brother-in-law of a pikachas woman, right? So what's he going to do? So o choletz, o miyabim, so he can do one or the other. He can do chalitza, or he can do yibam. Why? Because he's a pikech and she's a pikachas, right? So there's no problem with him doing either with this woman, and this woman is not related at all to his original wife. Okay, so my love, mi dehu pikeach mi kara, he nami chereshes mi kara. Meaning the case is that he's a pikeach the whole time, right? Presumably he's a pikeach. So isn't it reasonable to assume that just like this guy's a pikeach the whole time, he nami chereshes mi kara, and she's also a chereshes the whole time, and they should be parallel cases. Vekatani kones in choletz lo. And again, in the first scenario, what did we say? He's a pikach, he's a pikach, and she's a chareshes. What do we say? He can do a yibam and he can't do a chalitza. Oh, so presumably, just like he's a pikach the whole time, she's a chareshes the whole time, and nevertheless, we say he can do yibam, but he cannot do chalitza. What do you see? Even a chareshes meikara can't do yibam. Can't do chalitza. And so the Gemara, mi di iria? What do you mean? Well, they have to be exactly the same. Hakad isa v'hakad isa? What do you mean? By the way, doesn't mean they have to be the case. The point is that it's not, it could be, right? It's not mukhrach. You can't say for sure that, oh, she must be, it must be a case where you're trying to prove to me that a chareshes meikara can't do chalitza. So you have to prove to me that the case is a chareshes meikara. It doesn't have to be, right? It could be a case of she was a pikachas and became a chareshes. So again, no proof. Try again. Eseve. You're going to attack again. Shnei achin, echa pikeach, Ve'echad cheresh. You have two brothers. One's a bikeach and one is a cheresh. Nisuin shtei achayos achas bikachas v'achas chereshes. They're married now to two sisters. Okay, so you have the two brothers. One's a bikeach and one's a cheresh. They're married to two sisters. One's a bikachas, one's a chereshes. Again, we assume that the pikeach is married to the pikachas, the chereshes is married to the chereshes, but now the two women are sisters to each other. Okay, so what's going to happen now? So, meis cheresh, okay? The cheresh, who's the baal chereshes, he dies. Okay, so now the husband, right, who is of the pikachas, mayasa pikeach, baal pikachas, the husband who's a pikeach, who's the husband of a pikachas, what's he going to do now with this sister-in-law, who is a chareshes, and is also the sister of his wife, right? So it says the Gemara, Tetzei Mishum Achazisha. No problem. He's married to his wife, Midah Raisa, right? And this woman comes in, so he doesn't have to do anything. She's Petur from Yibum, because she's Achazisha. Fine. But what about Meis Pekeach Ba Pekachas? What if the Pekeach, who is the husband of a Pekachas? So he dies, right? And now, Mayasa Cheresh, Baal Chareshes, right? So, but now the Cheresh man, who's the husband of a Chareshes, who's the sister of this Pikachas woman, right? Who fell to him in Yibam Midaraisa, right? So she fell to him in Midaraisa. His wife is only his wife Midarabanan, but she's the sister of his Yavam, right? Of his Yavama. What does he do? So Motzi as Ishta Beget. So he has to divorce his current wife, Ve'eshes Achiv Asurul Olam, the wife of his brother is forbidden to him forever, meaning he's out for both of them, right? So he has a zika to his sister-in-law, who's a pikachas, and therefore he has to divorce his current chareshes wife, but he's also forbidden to ever marry the sister-in-law, who's a pikachas. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Motzi ishta baget. Why does he have to divorce his wife? The zikas achosa pikachas osarta. Right, the fact that his pikacha sister-in-law, that's a real zika. That zika midaraisa, which comes automatically by his brother dying. Right, she nisuea gemurin, because she had a full marriage to his brother. Vizu safik. Right, and this chareshes woman is only married to him misafik. Ve'en koch bekidushel liftor es achosa mishum achosish. You can't say, oh, now we're married, so the other woman's out. Go free. No, that her marriage was a full marriage, and this marriage was only a safik marriage. And why is the other woman asur to him? Ve'ish es achiv asur l'olam. And why is the pikachas woman asur to him? That's a full zika. Let them do yibam. He's going to divorce his chareshes wife. So the answer is the chareish lo matzi chalitz, because he can't do chalitza. Right? Meaning asur l'olam, because at the very least, what would you say? So do chalitza. You can't do yibam, but do chalitza misafik. He can't do chalitza either, right? Because he's a chareish, right? Umichnas nami lo matzi kanis. La, he also can't marry her. Why? The achos grusha sohi, because she's the sister of the woman that he divorced. He divorced his own wife, and now she's the achos grusha so. The achosa chareshes haisa kenuya b'miktas la achiv acheresh hilgak lo efshar. Because we don't know to what extent, but to some extent, he was married to the chareshes woman that he divorced. So it's a really really terrible case for him. He has to divorce his wife, and he has to, and he can't ever marry the Yavama. She probably told him that before he got married, that this is possible. But fine. But the bottom line is, what happens in this case? Now we'll go back to the Gemara. So we say, Motzi yishto beget ve'eshes achiv asur l'olam. Fine. So now the Gemara says like this, and we'll just show the proof, and then we'll stop. V'chi tema, says the Gemara. And if you're going to tell me, ha'chana b'kech v'achach nischarish, you want to tell me this case is b'kech and then became acherish, mi matzi mafik, you wouldn't have to divorce her, right? V'hatnan nischarsha, if a woman becomes acherish, yotzi, then you should divorce her. Nishtates, if she becomes a shote lo yotzi, then you don't have to divorce her. Nischaresh hu, if he becomes a cheresh, o nishtate, or he becomes a shote lo yotzi olamis. Halacha is, if a man becomes a cheresh or a shote, he can't divorce her. Why? Because he himself is not a bardas. Right? So what if the case is, we're talking about him now, if the case is that we tell him to do what? Give a get. What does that mean about him? He's a cheresh. We say to him, give a get. What does that mean about him? You must be a case of cheresh mikara, right? And that he was Right, because if he was a pikeach first, and that he wouldn't be able to give a get now, because he became a cheresh. So it must be he was a cheresh the whole time. So allowing him to give a get, again, is sort of the same level. He came in that way, came out that way, right? So must be he's a case of a cheresh mikara. Ah, umidehu cheresh mikara. If the case now, we know definitively that one of the cases of a cheresh is a cheresh mikara, Gemara's going to say that all the cases we've been talking about, lechora, are all consistent. And we're also talking about cheresh mikara. But umidehu cheresh mikara, hinami cheresh is mikara, she also is a cheresh mikara, umidehachayos charashos mikara. In the case of the sisters, they're also charashos mikara, nachrios namu charashos mikara. Then the case of the non-sisters should also be charashos mikara. Utanan gabe nachrios kones in choleis lo. Meaning we're not bringing a case from our case, but because all these cases are similar, they're bunched together, they're all brought, you know, considered similar to each other, it must be that they're all the same scenario, which is cherish mikara, and we said by the non sisters, you can do yibum, you can't do chalitza. So it must be that it's not true, Rabba, and you're wrong. A cherish is mikara. Also, is not a bas chalitza. And what was Rabba's response? Ishtik. He was quiet. He said nothing. Meaning they got him. So we'll stop here, and we'll see. The Gemara's have even more proofs, but we'll stop this one.